Hello, everyone. I'm Carrie.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're bringing you our weekly podcast called Girlfriend's Guide to Blending Families. Kristen and I met a few years ago through a mom's club in our town, but our friendship really took off when we started sharing the heartaches and successes we both experienced in raising our children in blended families.
We hope to share insights, stories, and a few laughs with you on this crazy and rewarding journey of parenting. So grab your glass of wine, and if something we share resonates with you, let us know. We would love to hear from you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 11 of Girlfriend's Guide to Blending Families. We are super excited today because we have a guest on with us, and he is going to talk to us about his experience being a stepdad, a dad, growing up in a blended family. And so we wanted to welcome you, Derek, to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And how are you, Miss Carrie? Hello to you.
I am great. How are you, Kristen?
Very, very good. So let's jump right into it. So Derek, other than Carrie just straight up harassing you to be on the podcast, we thought that, you know, your story, you're like a unicorn. You have blended families from your childhood, from now in your life. And so you've been a dad for 17 years, just to let everybody know. You've been a stepdad for 4 years. And last year, you and your wife welcomed a new baby. So do you just want to start out? I guess maybe let's start at the beginning and tell us, you know, growing up as a kid in a blended family, what that was kind of like for you.
Well, I'll try to be as brief as possible because my parents' story is very convoluted, I guess, if that's the right word, but it's all over the place. But real quick, so when I was about 4, my parents separated and my mom was dating other men. And so I got to experience that as a 4-year-old. And then she kind of settled on one guy and they ended up, you know, having a relationship for a little while and she got pregnant and then she went, she decided to get back with my dad. And so she got back with my father and told my father that this was his kid. And my sister was born. We were all told this is your biological sister, you know, 100%. And it wasn't till I was 16 and my sister was 11 that we found out that this was not, my sister was my half sister, that my father was not her biological father.
Right.
And he'd been raising her up to this point. So at that point, my parents separated and divorced, and my stepfather, my sister's biological father, came back into the picture and actually moved in with us. And at 16, I wasn't having it. I basically was like, no, I'm the man of the house. You're out of here. And I did my best to basically get rid of him. And my mom kind of folded and said, this isn't the right time. And she asked him to leave. And eventually my parents got back together and they stayed together till I was 25. And then they separated for the very last time. And 3 months later, my mom was remarried to my sister's biological father, the one that was, yep. So he's back into my life for the third time.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's the story.
Wow. So you have all that experience, and we'll get, you know, a little bit more, you know, in depth about that, but you have all that experience and then, you know, you go on to have your own children and then you meet your wife and you guys have a kid and she has a child. So, what was that experience like, you know, going into, you know, first being like a stepdad with your wife before your child was born?
Well, at the very beginning, when we were kind of just dating, I knew that if this was going to go further, that I was going to have to be a stepdad and I was going to have to accept that role of what all that, everything that comes with that. And so you know, it was a little battle internally for myself, because when I was spending time with, see, my children are, my biological children are on the West Coast, so I was only seeing them in the summertime. So I was almost, when I first got with my wife, we were dating, I almost felt like I was cheating on my biological kids by spending time with her son and giving him attention. And I had to work through that, you know, I had to work through that and realize that, you know, he's just a child and he's innocent and, you know, his dad's not around. And, you know, I have a choice. Do I want to be a positive person in his life, or do I want to be someone else that just comes and goes, you know? And I made the decision because I loved his mom, but I also made a decision for him too, that, you know, I'm going to stay and I'm going to be a positive influence in his life.
I think that's amazing. And I think that you made a good point, regardless if, you know, and when you're entering into a new relationship, I think that feeling of like a little bit of guilt, or like you said, cheating, is, I think, completely normal, because no matter what your first family was, I think probably, you know, the kids might feel it, the parents might feel it, but I think it's a normal reaction. But at the same time, making the choice to do what's best for the child that's there now is, you know, huge. And I think, you know, kudos to you for recognizing that.
Thank you. Absolutely. And I think, you know, for that, the biggest thing for me was I felt when my mom and had finally chose the mate she was going to be with, and they've been together ever since. I think they have like 10-year anniversary just came up or something. So I wanted that man to prove to me that he was in this relationship with my mom, but if he wanted a relationship with me, it was because he wanted the relationship with me, not just because he was doing it for my mother. And that's how I approached this relationship with my stepson. It was, I don't know if that every child has that type of feeling, but that's how I felt. I wanted him to prove to me that he was there for me because he loved me, not just because he loved my mother. And so I took that approach right from the beginning with my stepson. I was like, look, you know, I love your mom, we're gonna be together, but I love you too. I want to get to know you, I want to be here for you, for you as a person. You know, your mom and I are together, I love her, but it's about you and me. Like, I want to be here for you because of you, because I think you're great, I think you're an amazing kid, I want to get to know you, can I be a part of your life?
That's such an awesome message. I can't imagine that, you know, as a kid, you know, that's like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old would, you know, respond with anything but, you know, extreme like excitement and just be so, so thrilled that somebody really cares about them. Because I think, you know, children can, especially that are, you know, elementary school, middle school. I mean, you were, you know, practically, you were a teenager when your family, you know, started dividing, that, you know, you think that I'm just not, you know, something that's like a tag along with my mom or dad, that you actually love me and value me for who I am. And kids are struggling with that anyway, and teenagers especially. So I think that's just such an awesome message to send. So fantastic for you.
Derek, when you were growing up and feeling that way, did you recognize that your stepdad was doing those things, or was it more of, you know, you were recognizing that that's what you wanted? And how did you then learn how to do that with your stepson? Like, were there other step parents or other stepdads in your circle that you were watching, or how did you develop that sense?
That's a good question. First I'll answer the first part with him. No, at first it felt like he was just doing it for my mom. It totally felt that way. I was like, man, you don't care about me. Like, you're doing this because you love my mom and you think she's pretty and, you know, you want a relationship with her. So you're going to do whatever she asked you to do. You're going to do it because you want to please her. It has nothing to do with me. And over time with my stepfather, it's gotten better. We've developed a relationship. It took some time. Obviously, we had a rocky start. I mean, I met him when I was 4. I met him again when I was 16. And then he came back in my life when I was 25. So it was a different type of deal, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we already had a weird relationship and I didn't understand where he was coming from and, you know, why weren't you part of my sister's life? Like, why did you just disappear? Like, all that stuff. But eventually it kind of worked out over time between him and I. We both matured and we both grew. And to kind of give him some credit, as a, now that I'm in this role as a step parent, I see where his challenge was and I get it. I it's not easy. And so I have a lot more compassion for him now, from where he was at in the beginning till now. Like, it's not easy. And he had to go through his process too. So I feel a lot different about it now. But for me, my grandparents were, my mom's parents were blended, essentially. My mom's two brothers were from my grandmother's first husband. So she had a blended family. And I watched how my grandfather, who was my mother's biological father, but my uncle's stepfather, how he treated them and how he embraced them. And he was an amazing role model. He was just an amazing man, period. But he, the way he loved his stepsons, he loved them like they were his children. And it was, you know, I learned that from him.
That's awesome. And awesome that you were able to recognize it and remember it. You know, and I think, you know, it probably also needs to be said that grandparents, I mean, you're about the same age as Kristen and I, that, you know, our grandparents having a blended family is interesting that you essentially grew up in that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All the way through.
Yeah.
Third generation, I guess. Right.
So I was thinking, Derek, like, it's interesting. I wonder, you know, when you were growing up, because we've talked about this before, or maybe Carrie and I have even talked about this offline about, you know, sort of the allegiance that the child feels, you know, for a biological parent and then, you know, coming into a blended family where they have a step parent. Like, did you feel that struggle at all? So it was like your dad was there and then your stepdad and then it was back to your dad. You know, did you feel that, like, oh, I, you know, just that dilemma about, if I like this stepdad, does that mean something about, like, my feelings towards my biological dad?
I think it was, I mean, if for me, like, at 16, absolutely, definitely. Because again, he came in my life at 16. At four, I was like, who is this person? You know, I'm barely accepting my own father with my mother because I love my mom and she's my mom, you know, and
yeah. So
now I'm barely accepting my own dad as being like the man of the house. And now this new guy comes in. So four, you know, was ridiculous. 16, absolutely. I was totally on my dad's side. I'm not going to give you anything. You're not being in this family. You're not being part of this family, like total allegiance to my father. And then at 25, was like, well, how I got to get to know this guy as like a person first rather than even a stepfather. I was like, who is this person? Like, who are you? And then let me get to know you as a person. And then if I like your qualities, then maybe I can accept you as a parent, you know? And, yeah. And it's gotten there. It's gotten to that point. He has a lot of, you know, he's got his own issues, but he's got a lot of good qualities, you know, and I've learned things from him, things that honestly my father doesn't have, you know, and yeah. He's taught me things my own father hasn't taught me. So it's kind of cool. You know, now I've got two dads.
Yeah. And I think that's just also good to in perspective of, you know, I think so many times we just as parents in general, and certainly as step parents, you know, we take all the responsibility about what the kid's going through developmentally and like somehow we're messing the kids up or we're 100% responsible. So, you know, you can even see like at four what your experience was like as a teenager, what your experience was like as a young adult. You know, it's just different developmentally where you're at of accepting people into your life that has really nothing to do with the other person. It's minimally, but it's really where you are, you know, as a person. So I think that's just helpful. What do you think, Carrie, of just knowing?
I think that's a great point. Absolutely.
I agree. And I think that it's a exceptional for you and probably gave you a lot more perspective as now being a stepdad because you were able to experience being a stepchild at all those different phases of your life.
So, yeah.
I had a stepdad. I have a stepdad, but he came into my life when I was 9 or 10. So I don't have the experience of like having that as a little preschooler or then as an adult. Like, I think, I have some friends that their parents remarried when they were already out of the house and adults, and they don't consider them their step parent. That's like my dad's wife or my mom's husband. You know what I mean? It's not like a parent figure at that point.
Right.
But I think for you, because you were able to experience it, it'll really serve you well in being the step parent now and how you can relate at all those different stages.
Absolutely. And one thing I did do too was my wife did live with someone else before me and tried to create a blended family, and it didn't work out. And I talked to my stepson about it, and I was like, how was that? Like, how did he treat you? Like, did he treat you like an equal to his kids? Did you feel, what was that like? And he shared with me the things that didn't work. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to do those things.
Wow. That's amazing that he was able to actually verbalize that and share it with you.
Yeah.
So what were some of those things? Like, what did your stepson, what feedback did he give you that you really like took notice of and thought like, okay, this is stuff I can't, let pass by?
One was only being a disciplinarian mm-hmm. and not being fun at all. That was one thing. Like, he was very hard on him, he said, and he was always like trying to control his behavior, and he would do that, but then he wouldn't do anything like fun or rewarding or give him any special time or anything like that. It was always just like, this is what you're doing wrong, this is what you're doing wrong, you need to behave, or the discipline side mm-hmm. of being a parent. He didn't give him the other side. And he clearly treated his own children one way and treated him a completely different way, is what he told me. And he could recognize that from the very beginning. And I think, my wife and her and my stepson are very close, like extremely close. And for me, and I saw this with my stepfather too, because my mom and I are really close, and there was some jealousy that he had towards my mother and I's relationship. And I felt myself almost going down that same road when I first got into this relationship, because they're so close and they're so tight. And I had to just like back off and be like, that's their relationship. Like, you don't need to come into that. Like, let them have their relationship. Build your relationship with him and let them be them. And it's a mom and her child. Like, yeah, how can you be jealous of a mother's love for her child? Like, I had to like really check myself and be like, come on, dude, like, where is this coming from? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like your own personal insecurity about relationships, essentially, is what it was.
You know what? I've heard that same thing, honestly. I'm a therapist, and I've heard that same thing from other people about like their biological children. I think sometimes it is rooted in insecurity, but I think it can really happen even if it's like your spouse and your kid. So, I think it's good to do that work and really, tease that out of, okay, like a mom is always going to have love for her kid. They're always going to have a totally separate relationship than the adult relationship, marital, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, So I think when you have a family, everybody has to jockey for new positions all the time. And, that includes when you bring like a stepchild into a new marriage, and then now you guys have a kid together. So I think it's a little bit easier when you do have that child, like how you and your wife have a child now. It's just a little bit more observation in the beginning when it's you plus the two that are, like you're the outsider.
Yeah, absolutely. And our baby has totally brought us all together. Like, yeah. He's molded us together. Like, we were blended, and now we've kind of been molded in together as like one big lump of clay rather than separate pieces. Mm-hmm. So because we all love him so much, and and he bonds us. He bonds all three of us. You know, now we're all, or now we're all, we all have a piece that we can relate to. You know, he's got a part of me, my wife, and my stepson. Like, we all share something together biologically, which is like so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right. It gives you like a common ground and something to focus on. I was reading recently about families that are blending, and does it help to then have a child together, or to just, is it like, you know, depending again on how many kids you're bringing in. So my family had three from his first, one from my first, and then we decided to add two more of our own, which I think exactly like you said, it gives you a common ground, a common blood, a something that everybody can love, and who doesn't love a baby, right? So even if things are rocky, that helps smooth everything over. But how do you handle like discipline? So I know you had said that you did some work on yourself and made sure you did some work on yourself to not get to let that jealousy step into the picture. But I feel like that can happen in any area. I mean, I remember hearing when I was first having a baby that, you know, don't neglect your husband because he's going to be jealous. And I can honestly say in our relationship now, like, we have six kids. Like, my husband, unfortunately, is like pretty low on the totem pole. And I, you know, that happens. But how do you guys like manage that so that your stepson gets the attention he needs, your baby gets the attention, and you and your wife still have time? Like, how does that all work in your dynamic?
Well, baby still rules the house. You know, that my stepson, he was just at, and this is where I feel like I'm kind of lucky, because he was just as excited to have a little brother. I mean, obviously, it could have gone either way. He could have got a sister. He got a brother. That's what he wanted. And so it made him ecstatic. He's so excited. He's so happy. He's been a single kid for, you know, a long time. And so he was so happy to have a brother, a sister, or a sibling. So he's been great. Like, he's been really great. I mean, I rarely, if ever, see him get any type of jealous feeling or thought. I mean, he's had a couple of times where he's made a comment about, because my son's birthday is on December 14th and then Christmas is on the 25th, and he's like, well, he just had his birthday and now he's got Christmas. That was like the only jealous thing I've heard him say. And it's kind of funny. I mean, he's been amazing. So honestly, he makes it easier for us because he hasn't demanded that type of attention. My wife and I talk about, okay, how can we make sure that my stepson gets, you know, the 12-year-old gets what he needs. Like, we're more aware of it than he's even asking for it, which is cool. But you do see it. Like, if the baby's getting all the attention and my, you know, he's not, like, you can kind of see it come out in his behavior. Like, okay, he needs some mom time, or, you know, he needs a day with me out doing something, just him and I. Like, he needs to get out, or we can tell when he needs it. And so we don't let it go too far with that, like with him not getting the attention that he needs. So we can tell through his behavior. And so that's kind of how we gauge it, but we talk about it a lot. Like, we discuss, like, you know, what do we need to do this week with him, and what do we need to do as a family, and what do we need to do together? And honestly, our together time is always, it's the last on the list. I mean, it is right now, but I don't know. I mean,
it's normal. You have a baby.
You just got to accept that. That's something you just have to accept. And I have my moments where I'm being a brat, and I have to check myself and be like, yo, like, this is your dad. You've got children and they need you, and this is what you signed up for. You know, I mean, I'm human. I have my moments, but I got to come back to that. I hope that was clear.
Oh, absolutely. And so do you try, when you are recognizing that your stepson needs some time, do you try to do like mom time and time with you? Like, and what would that be? Like, what kind of stuff do you guys like to do?
It's funny because when you sent the, when I read over the notes, I went over them with my wife, and it actually was great. It was very therapeutic for both of us. We got to talk about a lot of things and how we want to approach certain situations, and that's something we talked about. Like, he gets mom time, and he gets time with me, but we've never done like him and mom and me without the baby, like both of us giving him all the attention. Like, we haven't done that yet, and I think that's something we should bring in. I think that's something we should do.
Yeah, you know what's awesome is the moment when you realize that your kid's getting older and you can do like big kid stuff with them, and you don't have to like schlep the baby with you all the time. So you can do like, you know, Phillies games, and you can go ice skating. You know, there are just some big kid things that the baby, you know, will just be with grandma or grandpa or whoever, and it'll just be a blast for you guys. And I've just, that's something new to me. Like, oh my gosh. And everybody tells you, oh, it gets better and it gets better. And you kind of like reset when you have the second kid, like, oh my gosh, you know, we're back to, you know, all baby stuff. But you, I think you really appreciate it more when you do have that one-on-one time with the older kid, because they love it. And you are just like, you're such a cool, like, little human, you know, you just really appreciate them for who they are.
I think I totally love that. And I'm super happy that this podcast actually helps somebody. I'm so excited. And an idea I just had for your stepson is like something late at night, right? Because you can't do late night stuff with the baby. You know, it's always like, okay, we got to be home early because of the baby. But, you know, I feel like if you guys did something fun with him that allowed him to stay out late or something like that, would probably be, you know, a really cool thing for his parents to take him to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because we did that stuff. We did have, I mean, I started dating her. He was 8. You know, and he turns 13 in February, and the baby's 1. So what do we have, 3 years before the baby came? So we did do a lot of stuff with him, just the three of us. And that's something we haven't done since the baby's been born. So it's something we definitely could get back to.
Yeah. Awesome. So when you and your wife were going over stuff, did you think about like what your goals, you know, like when you envision your family, you know, like a few years down the road, of what, you know, like would be important for you guys value wise, or just what you would want the important things of your family to be?
That's like, wow, where could I go with that? I mean, did you have something to say, Carrie?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, with us, we're in like the service industry. You know, we help people. My wife's a barber, but she has other talents that she has, and she's experiencing, you know, with different types of healing modalities. And, you know, I've been in alternative, like alternative healthcare and personal training and all that type of thing. So that's a big part of just who we are. And so we definitely want to instill on our children that, you know, service and being of service to other people is something extremely important. And that's one thing that we're dealing with now with the 12-year-old, is teaching him how, you know, how do you teach a 12-year-old not to be selfish? I don't really know, but that's something we're trying to impart on him, you know, to start thinking of other people and not always just about himself all the time. And I think having the baby is a big part of it. I mean, that's a big learning lesson right there for him, is like he's got to think of his brother sometimes before he thinks of himself. So that's something I think that we've definitely discussed.
Yeah, I think that is the beauty of having, you know, a baby, whether it is biological or it's, you know, a half sibling, is that, because I do the same thing with my daughter. I'll say, like, go check on your sister, you know, like, tell me what's wrong with her, go help her, go grab her hand, like, get her what she needs. I think it is an awesome way, of whatever age the child is, to get them outside of themselves. Because my daughter, you know, it was just her before her sister was born. So it's a big transition. And I think it's a super important one. I mean, those are the values that help you as an adult. Those are the values that, you know, just make you a good human being on the planet, of being, you know, attentive to other people and kind to other people and, you know, non-judgmental and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's like the greatest gift you can give to your son.
I have a question for you, just kind of, you know me, Kristen, I like to like forecast into the future, and like, I like the what ifs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what if your stepson ends up with, you know, a family now on dad's side? So let's say dad's back around, has a wife with, and they have a child, or she comes with a child, however the dynamic is. But now there's like two families. How do you think you can continue to help your son through that process when, you know, I ask this question and I do these what ifs because I experience them in my family. My son's biological father is very present, but there's very dramatic and noticeable differences when he comes back and forth between the houses. So I feel like right now you guys are cool because you have, everybody's in the same house. You kind of have control of the whole picture. And you're doing a fabulous job of making him feel special and included and giving him the one-on-one. So my question is, what if, and how do you see it happening if, you know, there's now another household in the picture and all those feelings that you experienced as a stepson growing up now maybe coming part in your stepson's life?
Well, as far as noticing differences when they go between the two houses, I did experience that in the past with my older children, and that was extremely difficult. Like, extremely difficult. I remember them, like, I feel like I would get them to this great place and then they would go back to their other home, and then I'd get them back, you know, 5 days later, and I'd have to reprogram them all over again. It was like, ugh. That was so challenging. And so, yeah, what if that happens again? Wow. So I think I would have to just kind of remind him of who we are, how we do things. I mean, I hate to say how this is how we do it in this house, but I mean, it's like who we are, what have we worked on, what have we become as our family up to this point. And, you know, now that you're like, because this would be a what if, right? If his father came back and he was then going there and spending time there, so, you know, I would want to talk to him, like, how does your dad view this, or what is he teaching you about that? Or I'd want to understand what's going on when you go over there. Like, what are you learning? What are you picking up? Like, I'd want to hear about it. I'd want him to talk to us about it, and hopefully he would. I mean, I'm sure he would talk to his mom about it, and she would tell me. Would he talk to me directly? I don't know. But that to me, I'd want to have some understanding of what he was experiencing in the other home in some way, because I feel like we are building a foundation now together in this family, and we're working on it. And I'm working on it because, I mean, I'm committed and my wife's committed, and we're happy with our children, and we want to build, you know, those values that you were talking about and that foundation and offer that to them. And so I would kind of remind him, like, look, this is who we are and this is what we've done. Like, so what do you learn over there? Because what I'm seeing, if it did conflict, you know, that, because that's what happened in the past, so I can only relate it to my past experience. If it did, I'd have to, you know, say, dude, like, how does that work with what you're learning now? You know, and knowing his father, and, you know, not to get too much into his life, but it would be tough. It would be really tough.
Yeah, and I think that's just a really good framework for that, of just allowing the conversation, you know, just like when you're in that house and then you come back, like, do you just need to process that? Do you just need to, like, you know, try to figure that all out? Like, not even judgmentally at first, just like, you know, are there things that make sense or don't make sense? And let's talk about that, you know, so that your stepson knows, like, this is a safe place. I'm not going to offend anybody. I'm not going to hurt anybody's feelings, you know, because he's already got torn feelings about everything. So I think that's just a good place to be. Like, let's just have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I mean, the open communication, and I love that, you know, he's a little bit older and he is open to communicating with you guys. So I think that's, you know, definitely the way to go. You know, and who knows if that what if will ever happen or not, but I like to play that game anyway.
That's messed up, but because honestly, that would be so, I mean, I feel so blessed. Not that he doesn't have his dad in his life. That's not by any means what I'm saying, but that we don't have to deal with that dynamic. It's like, it does help. It does make things move a little smoother right now with our relationship, and yeah, thinking that and knowing that it's always a possibility, it's definitely a possibility, makes me now, just thinking about it, want to work harder at building that bond with him. So if it indeed does happen, he knows where we're at. He knows, like, he can go to his dad's house and experience that and know who we are. He's not going to have to question that. So that makes me want to work harder.
So your torment actually worked out in the end.
Yay. Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Derek, for sharing and giving us some of your experience as a stepson and now as a stepdad. We hope that we all shared something helpful for you guys tonight. And if something resonated with you or what you're going through, please let us know and share our podcast with your friends. Our goal is to help us all step up in our parenting skills and to blend gracefully. So we will see you next week on The Girlfriend's Guide to Blending Families. Thanks again.
Cheers.